Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is seated in his easy chair reading some sort of brochure, while Sade, on the davenport, languidly scans the newspaper. And at length...
Is that another Lodge catalog?
It's the thing that come in the yellow envelope the mailman left this afternoon.
Is it another Lodge catalog?
Yes, after a manner of speaking.
Trying to sell you more junk, are they?
You speak with unwonted hushness, Dr. Speech.
Well, by golly, they'll gobble up a person's last nickel if you give them half a chance.
We still got a couple of nickels in reserve.
What they got for sale this trip?
A sort of intangible commodity. Lodge headquarters, through some source or another, have acquired the rights to...
Oh, that's Ruthie calling about 500.
Thought you girls had a definite date.
No, we left it up in the air. She had to wait and see how Fred felt this evening. Been kind of halfway off his feed.
Oh.
Hello? Yes, lady? Oh, finished supper half an hour ago. Got my dishes done besides. Uh-huh. Why, I bet we'd love to. No, I don't even have to ask the big muckety-muck. You scalawags come right on ahead. Oh, now listen. No, but he's forever doing that. Well, if he insists on being stubborn. All right. That crazy Fred says he's going to bring over ice cream or know the reason why.
Crazy is right.
What flavor you want?
Caramel.
Chocolate?
Caramel.
Vic is running around the room on one foot screaming and yelling for chocolate, Ruthie. Yes. Well, fine. Chocolate then, if chocolate's agreeable with Fred. Yes, I guess I remember Fred's fond of chocolate flavor. All righty, Ruthie. You betty, lady. Goodbye.
Caramel.
Put your shoes on.
They're under my chair here. I'll grab them when sweet old lovable Fred arrives.
Now, don't you be short and sarcastic with Fred tonight. He's not quite up to snuff these last couple days. Ruthie said he sneezed 3 or 4 times in succession at the dinner table this noon.
How horrible.
Well, you just remember to be pleasant.
I will hold Fred to my breast and protect him from every wind that blows.
Not a single darn thing in the newspaper. Except for the little daily love story. It's just so much piffle.
Did you read the front page?
Nah.
There are 1 or 2 items of interest to be found there.
What's the Lodge trying to sell you this trip?
Honorary titles.
Oh?
Headquarters has somehow acquired possession of quite a list of them. And they're cheap. I may invest in a few.
What kind of title?
Well, here we have... Member of the Board of Directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad.
I don't understand.
Well, it's simple enough.
You'd be that?
For a fee, sure. Let's see, what is the fee? 35 cents.
You pay 35 cents?
Uh-huh.
And what do you get for it?
The privilege of calling myself by this title.
Well, why would you want to do that?
Oh, it'd be nice to adorn my business cards. Could be an asset in many ways. Suppose I wanted to impress somebody. I could tell them that, aside from being the head of the bookkeeping department at Plant 14 of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company, I also had the honor of being a member of the Board of Directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad.
Is there such a railroad?
Sure.
And for 35 cents paid into the Lodge, you'd actually be on the Board of Directors?
Well, in a purely nominal way... I wouldn't, of course, go and attempt to establish myself as an executive. My power in the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad would be definitely limited.
Would you have any power at all?
Well, no.
Well, what a dandy red-hot way to spend 35 cents.
It's the impressiveness of it, Sadie. The glamour, if you will. You know what pride you take in being president of the Thimble Club.
But I am president of the Thimble Club.
So am I, a member of the Board of Directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad, if I pay my 35 cents.
Oh, ish.
I know it sounds a little fakey and feeble on the face of it, but in modern business and progressive civilization, there are wheels within wheels.
I'll say.
Well, I can see how my having a little like a title like that might rebound to your gratification.
Uh-huh.
Suppose you ladies are at somebody's house having a bang-up Thimble Club meeting, and Ma Epperot gets to bragging about her uncle or her nephew or somebody. As slick as grease and as poisonous as an adder, you can softly say, how nice for him. Did I ever tell you Mr. Gook is a member of the board of directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad?
I can see myself.
It's just possible. It's just possible. Here's a son of a gun of a title.
Huh?
Ex-monarch of Pashunya and Baskadrill, Hulliver Island Group, Caribbean Sea.
King of something?
Ex-king of something.
Oh, now that's the limit.
It is a trifle extreme, yeah. If you had that on your calling card and got to showing it to people, there might be doubts and skepticism.
Yes.
Here's one with more reason to it. Lifetime honorary president of the Tom Bashaw Fine Arts College for Young Women, Dismal Seepage, Ohio.
Ah, college president. It'd look nice on your calling card.
$1.20.
Oh, worth every penny.
Here's a long baby. Member of the High Board of Executive Regents, inactive pro tempore, two crosses, a plume, and a garter without portfolio for collisionary interstate trusteeships between Maine and Nebraska, Kentucky and Minnesota, Indiana and Texas, without recourse to recall and unconditionally vetoed notwithstanding.
That's all one title?
Uh-huh.
How much? $900?
10 cents.
Nice.
It's too wordy.
Yeah.
And for 6 bits, you can call yourself captain and manager of the Sick Valley Hotshot Girls Softball Team, all-time free throw champions of the Slag Mountain League, Lower Swilly, Tennessee.
Oh.
And for $1.15...
Who can that be now?
Bluetooth Johnson.
Bluetooth is with Rush down at the YMCA.
Fishigan from Sishigan, Michigan.
Yeah, I suppose. Hello? Oh, yes, lady. Oh, got slowed up, huh? Well, goodness, we're not impatient. Take your time. No, just sitting here talking. You're just this minute leaving the house? Well, dandy, but don't hurry yourself and get all out of breath. Just take your time. Sure. What? All right. Fred hollering again.
Carmel.
You run childishness into the ground.
I'm always a poor half.
Oh? Why, we decided on chocolate flavor, didn't we? I'm pretty sure we decided on chocolate flavor. Just a second. That absent-minded scalawag of a Fred went to work and forgot what flavor ice cream we decided on.
Caramel.
Chocolate, wasn't it?
Caramel.
Yes, chocolate, Ruthie. You bet. Well, we'll be here, so don't feel you have to run or anything. All righty, Ruthie. Goodbye, Carmel.
Hey, there's a chap in Yellow Jump, North Dakota that bought himself a dozen titles. Sent him back 50 smacks. Listen to all the stuff he's got on his calling card. Edward King, 712 West Wood Street, Grape Hunch, Alabama. And here are the titles. Keeper, controller, warden, and manager of the Ohio State Home for Bald-Headed People.
Good.
Oh, that's only one. Supreme vested authority of the drowsier Minnesota Coal, Coke, and Lumber Company. Co-captain, left tackle, coach, and chief rubber of the Lame Apollo football team, Cheyenne, Kansas. Member of the board of directors of the West Virginia, Charleston, and Rapid Shuttle System. Member of the board of directors of the Overhead Cantilever Bridge, Bass, and Bluen Building. Surgeon-in-chief of the Slusher Junction, Arkansas Bicycle Works. Indefatigable prime potentate.
That's all on one calling card.
Huh?
All that mess is on one little calling card.
Sure, and there's a half dozen more titles I haven't read.
What's the fella do?
How you mean?
What's the fella actually do in real life?
Oh, let's see. He tells her someplace.
Huh?
Oh, here we are. Edward King, holder of this impressive list of titles, carries a newspaper route as his regular business.
Oh, my.
He, of course, has gone a little too far with his titles. They won't wash. They're not plausible.
No, they're not.
But some of them are kind of appealing. I wouldn't mind having that railroad one, for instance. Victor R. Gook, member of the board of directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad. Only cost 35 cents. And I rather fancy this one here about...
Telephone's ringing.
Most likely Smelly Clark.
Uh-huh.
No, but about these titles. For a dollar or so, a
Hello?
Fella could...
Well, lady, what on earth? Oh, you're at the drugstore. Well, I wondered. Oh? I see. Well, just a second. The drugstore's all out of chocolate-flavor ice cream.
Caramel.
Strawberry?
Caramel.
I think Fred likes strawberry better than caramel.
Caramel.
He likes Tutti Frutti better than caramel, too. Shall I tell him to get Tutti Frutti?
Caramel.
Caramel, I guess, lady. Yes, caramel.